This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, five-story media is ignoring while Jussie Smollett hoax distracts nation. Jussie Smollett, who plays Jamal Lyon on the Fox show Empire, said two people approached him at about 2 a.m. on Tuesday as he was walking to get something to eat and got his attention by yelling racial and homophobic slurs. Yep, same old method, friends. Specifically, this is MAGA, Make America Great Again Country. He claims these people then hit him, poured an unknown chemical substance on him, and wrapped a rope around his neck before they fled. The nation was outraged, and rightfully so, that such a terrible crime inspired by hatred, by the way, all crime is inspired by hate, would take place on the streets of America. Presidential hopeful for 2020, Kamala Harris, criminal as she is, weighed in and compared the attack to a modern-day lynching. Coincidentally, after the attack, an anti-lynching bill moved through the Senate just in time, which, after failing multiple times before, passed unanimously this time. Wow, what a coincidence. But Smollett's story was apparently all lies. On Thursday, according to reports, Chicago police laid out their case against Smollett Thursday morning, accusing the TV star of orchestrating an elaborate hoax via two bogus hate crimes, one in employing an alleged attack and one involving a threatening letter, all in order to secure a pay raise. Wow, this is craziness, isn't it? The damage Smollett did to the past and future victims of actual crimes is potentially irreparable. Now, every time a person claims they were raped or attacked, they'll be lumped in with Smollett by half the country, and real crimes may go unpunished as a result. We've already seen the comments on those posting videos of brutality online because of Smollett. Shameful indeed. Rachel Blevins accurately noted on Twitter today, police are claiming that Jussie Smollett staged his own attack as a part of a publicity stunt to promote his career. So the fact that the media has spent days reporting on and speculating about every detail of the alleged attack serves as a reminder that the plan worked. The best way to lead the opposition is to control it ourselves. Create the problem, come behind and play the problem solver. Who created the problem? Government did. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. You know how all this stops, friends? All these fake hate crimes that are coming forth. We just had another one on the Sons of Liberty media. A professor, a Muslim professor, is now stating that he was under a, well, Islamophobia, racist attack. You know what's interesting about all this, friends? If homophobic, then it's Islamophobic. They create their own hate crimes. They've been busted time and time and time again, and yet the American people still act like it's a new, for real crime when it's reported like that of Juicy Smollett. I mean, pay attention, friends, to what's going on so you can identify the false from the real. But this is what happens when you lower the fences. Before you pull down the fences, America, ask why they were put up first and foremost. And I'm talking about the laws. Because this is what you get. They create their own hate crimes. Did you hear me? They create their own hate crimes. What does Scripture tell us to do with people like this? It's pretty clear. Then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. And all those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. Thine eye shall pity not. Okay? But life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot. What he meant to do to innocent people, the law is to do to him. And I praise God that there's people in Chicago saw fit to press charges against this clown. He's dangerous. This mentality's dangerous. And let me remind you, friends, how many times these people have been found out for creating their own hate crimes. And it's interesting when they come out, first and foremost, the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, is right there to broadcast the lie. And when they find out that it was a fake created hate crime by the alleged victim, they don't say a peep. This has been going on for years, America. What I want you to pay attention to, though, is this. Houston police admitted that a raid that killed an innocent couple was likely based on lies. This all behind this alleged fake hate crime. This wasn't reported. Number four is a BBC producer came forward with bombshell evidence showing how the alleged Syrian gas attack in Syria last year was fake. Of course it was. How many times has your government been busted for doing the same thing that we're talking about with Juicy Smollett right now? They incite the war, they blame their political opposition, and the people hook on, hook, line, and sinker. They take the bait. Number three, the feds have proposed a plan on passing a law that would garnish the wages from those who owe on their student loans. Yep. Force them into the loan and then take their money by force. Yeah. Number two, gun confiscation has hit unprecedented new highs as hundreds of citizens have guns seized under red flag laws. This wasn't reported behind this fake hate crime. See, what they do is they create a situation, a scenario, a crisis. They don't let it go to waste. And behind closed doors, friends, what they omit is what you need to see. And what they put forth before your eyes is what you could care less about. I could go off on this number two right now. Gun confiscation has hit unprecedented new highs as hundreds of citizens have guns seized under red flag laws, which are unconstitutional. Wow. Craziness. Not going there right now. Number one, measles hysteria over the non-epidemic has come to a head as dozens of states have proposed over 100 bills to attack your right to informed consent. You are under attack, America. You are under attack by corrupt people that you call representatives. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back after this break. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give it themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I've got much to cover on this show today. I want to take you back just a little bit. Speaking of corrupt politicians, let me put this into scope for you, okay? Without justice, you breed crime. When you peruse the Constitution, you can find in Article 2, Section 4, how to deal with corruption. I see posts all day from professed Christians and conservatives, yesterday's liberals, every day of my life. I'm sickened by what I see. Matter of fact, I got one where it shows a bunch of Muslim children in a public school in the United States of America praying during class. And then it's got another picture, the half of it, of our children putting their hand on their heart and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And then it says at the bottom of this post, is there something wrong with this? I posted on the very top of it, quit acting like this is somebody else's problem to deal with, Americans. These are your kids and this is your country. If you want the problems to stop in your country, deal with the corrupt politicians hand in glove with the corrupt CIA-controlled media. That will shut everything down. But if you want to keep making light out of this and acting as if this is some sort of a game concerning your blood-bought freedoms and desecrating and putting underfoot the heads of those that sacrificed their all to give us the freedoms we have, then you go on with your bad self because your days are almost over. I can ring this bell every day. I can blow this trumpet every day. And people still act like we're talking about a third world country. Your politicians are the problem. The media is the problem. I'm talking about the MSM, the mainstream media. Okay? And the problem stems from those that call themselves the church in this country for refusing to reprove and to preach out against their sins. Period. Again, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. I mean, look at the news that comes forward on a daily basis concerning sexual crimes and pedophilia and infidelity. The acceptance of new doctrines, doctrines of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1, that are rampant, coming from the hirelings and the whores from the pulpits in America, who again are in fact the very greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda and to now foreigners coming into this country to plunder and conquer your country, as well as the greatest advocates to the abortion industry in this country, friends. It's the church. Which comes back to each and every one of us first and foremost. And that's why my message is that what it's always been. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Period. Right? Starts with us first. You can't take the board out of your brother's eye until you first remove it from your own. And that's what needs to be dealt with first and foremost, is we need to be dealt with first and foremost. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Read it when you get a moment. Which brings me to this point, going back just a little bit. The earmarks of liars. I want you to listen to how our forefathers dealt with those that lied, committed the act of perjury, so on and so forth. Earmark means to mark by cropping or slitting the ear. Webster's 1828 Dictionary. Earmark, defined. To mark by cropping or slitting the ear. Some time ago, we went on a real-time history lesson only to reaffirm and solidify the message that I've been preaching to you for the last 23 years, friends. First, what we did is we stopped at Jamestown, Virginia. If you have not been there, go there. Get the hat. Get the t-shirt. Taste it. Smell it. Whatever the case might be. Learn from history in real time. We went to Jamestown, Virginia. Upon entering into the gated replica of a village that was established by the first settlers to come into the United States, which was not the United States, it was the land during that time, friends. Did you know what those settlers were first called? They weren't called pilgrims, friends. That's the revised name that you've been given, that you've been fed, that you've been indoctrinated to believe. They weren't called the pilgrims, they were called the saints. And the saints were known as the pilgrims, friends. Were they on a pilgrimage? Yeah, absolutely they were. Well, the first thing I noticed when we went to Jamestown, Virginia, was a large church. Went first over to the ship, where they got off their ship. It was a replica, of course. Walked off the dock, and the first thing we noticed is a gated little community. And the first thing I noticed when we walked through the gate was a church. When entering this church, I saw on the front walls the two tables and the two tablets of God's moral law. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And between the Ten Commandments was the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, so on and so forth. When walking out from the front, there on the back wall was written, "Then Peter said unto him, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2:39. Now, there it is, the full counsel of God. The Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, and Acts 2:39. There it is. Law of grace. Galatians 3:24 as well. The full counsel of God. Read Acts 20, verse 27. I then traveled over to Yorktown, Virginia. If you haven't been there, go get the hat, go get the t-shirt. You got to go there, friends. A history lesson being played out in real time. Well, over in Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire by breaking the back of Cornwallis and his disgraced military. Notice how we were established. Our forefathers threw off a tyrant who would not be ruled by God. Listen carefully, America. You're dealing with many of these tyrants today in your backyard. There in Yorktown was the victory statue where it was inscribed, listen carefully, that the United States and Congress assembled would cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with the emblems of the alliance between the United States and his most Christian majesty, and inscribed with a succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France. To His Excellency the Count D. Rochemaubeau, commanding the auxiliary troops of His Most Christian Majesty in America, and His Excellency the Count de Grasse, Commanding-in-Chief the Naval Army of France in the Chesapeake, forgive me. I then set off to Williamsburg, Virginia. If you haven't been there, go get the hat, go get the t-shirt. They have actors on the streets. That whole town is incredibly fun to go to. And it's a lesson from the beginning to the very end. And I absorbed every inch of it, every step of it. I absorbed the lessons. And I noticed our Christian heritage everywhere. Of course, our magistrates were ruled by canon law. You do know that, right? The colonies were ruled by canon law, church law, ecclesiastical law, friends. Just so you know. And we are too to this day, but people just don't know the difference. They believe the liars who know how to tell the lie more than most how to tell the truth. And that's sad. And that falls to the American people today. They know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. But then in Yorktown, going over to Williamsburg, close by the place where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech, it is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it, gentlemen, that we wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church, March 23rd, 1779. Just down the street in Williamsburg where the head and arm restraint stocks were. My kids put their heads in there and their hands in there, and of course we had to take pictures, right? But again, they had actors there that were teaching people history lessons concerning what took place there in Williamsburg, Virginia. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break on the other side. I'm going to come back to this, friends. This is where we're going to get to the earmarks of liars. How our forefathers dealt with those that commit the act of perjury, those that lie, okay? And I'm going to lay to your candor at the end of the show what your thoughts are. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
R&B star R. Kelly's bond is set at $1 million and he's been told not to have contact with anyone under 18. His lawyer, Steve Greenberg, spoke with reporters.
Do you think these women are lying?
Yes.
All of them.
I think all the women are lying, yes.
One of the alleged victims of R. Kelly's misconduct also spoke out on The Real television show.
I can't speak out for everyone else, but I know I'm not lying. So for him to say everyone's lying is a lie.
The indictment accuses Kelly of sexual acts with three children older than 13 but younger than 17. At a news conference on the third day of the four-day Vatican summit on abuse by members of the Catholic Church, Malta Archbishop Charles Scicluna says there's a single lesson for everyone attending.
This has to be an essential element of our response. Listen to the victim, and you will understand that you need to get your rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSF fee excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the earmarks of liars, how our forefathers dealt with those that committed the act of perjury. Taking you back, friends, just a little bit, concerning time that we had in Jamestown, Virginia, Yorktown, Virginia, Williamsburg, Virginia, giving you quotes off these statues, talking about our forefathers, namely the President of the United States of America, the Excellency, the Majesty, the Christian Majesty. They called George Washington the Commander-in-Chief. Yeah, that's right. Well, going back over to Williamsburg, friends, which was just, for a better way of saying it, was a kick in the pants. It was literally a kick in the pants. When we went to Williamsburg, where the head and arm restraint stocks were, where they were located right outside of the local courthouse, a historian and a reenactment actor was outside educating the people who had questions. And, of course, we had a ton. Well, just down the street in Williamsburg, where the head and arm restraint stocks were, again, right outside of the local courthouse, one question was asked, what is the head and arm restraint stocks for? The reenactment actor said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer ecclesiastical law. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. She went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms, John 15:13. Let me say that again. She went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated in the least by the colonies because they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms. See, this is what America's dilemma is. They don't understand the price paid for their freedoms in the natural nor in the spiritual. We preach Christ crucified. We should be doing the same thing in the natural, bringing the young people of our country and making it mandatory to go to a veteran memorial or go out to Washington, D.C., to Arlington, and show them the price paid for their freedoms so they don't treat it in such a fashion as they do in the way that they do today. While this reenactment actor went on, this historian, she went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated. She said that the stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury, lie under oath. Pay attention, friends. Lie under oath. That applies to those that are in court, that applies to judges, those that applies to magistrates, that applies to those that represent we the people, that swear to uphold the laws that they themselves are guilty of transgressing today. Read Revelation 21, verse 8. Well, if they were caught in the act of lying, committing the act of perjury, the criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months. A fine would have to be paid, and this all took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks as a means of public punishment. As a means of public punishment. Scripture tells us that those that sin, you're to rebuke before all. Right? That's right. First, they would bind them, take the criminal's ear, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After that hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the other side of the stock for another hour. When removing the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off, making the offender so other colonies, as well as other cities or states during that time, would understand that the person was not to be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. She ended with saying that it was to teach the person to read. This is what she said, verbatim. I'm there right now. She ended with saying that it was to teach the person to repent before God so he would not end up in hell, is what she said. And again, just for the record, hellfire preaching is not scriptural. You're to teach men to repent before God, not before hell. Acts 20, verse 21. Also read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. She ended with saying that it was to teach the person to repent before God so he would not end up in hell. And people are debating whether we're a Christian nation or not. How would she come up with this, friends? It was great. Matthew 3:2, Leviticus 19:17. You know, the Bible says we're not to hate our brothers that sin. We're to love them by rebuking them, by dealing with their issues. Leviticus 19:17. Friends, can you imagine the earmarks we would see today in the American church? Can you imagine the earmark? Hey, Bradley, you know, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. No, you're right. We're not. But we're being perfected. And here, let me take you back one step there, brother or sister. I'm not the standard. Neither are you. Jesus Christ is. And we're going to be judged by that person, that standard, on that final day. So quit coming up with, this is what my pastor said. None of us are perfect. None of us are being perfected. You know, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. Wait a second. I'm not the standard. And neither are you. The judge's word and his son who died on the cross is the standard. Hebrews 9:27. Read it when you get a moment. Oh, the efforts of foolish men today. They are fools for their pains, let me tell you. Such as the modern-day revisionist historians and even professed uneducated, self-professed Christians who have attempted to recreate America's founding fathers in an image not of their own. How many earmarks would there be on the lot of all of the above who are helping to blind the up-and-coming generations, which is a curse they will surely bear? I want you to think about what you've just been told. I want you to think about the history that's been given us, the lessons that have been taught to us by our forefathers that we have forsaken. Our forefathers would tolerate zero crime within the colonies. Why? Because they understood the price paid for the freedoms. Because during that time, friends, everybody was fighting the Revolutionary War for the most part, in one capacity or in another. It's interesting, those that fight the good fight, they understand the price that went into something through their sacrifice. It's interesting how they maintain what they fought for. And the up-and-coming generations that don't know, that have never been taught before, well, they just treat it like they're, wait a second, treating it today. Like as if to suggest something's owed to them. Well, what did our forefathers miss? What was owed to them? Absolutely nothing. What they did is a measure of self-sacrifice that is unprecedented. To give us what we have 240 some years later, and here we are today. And how do men treat it? Well, they get caught up in the debate that the media that they don't believe in, that throws them a bone between the left and the right. They get caught up in a debate. As if to suggest that the new president, now that he said he's a Republican, well, he's going to do us good when he does us bad, and we're going to act like he's not doing us bad. We're just going to act like what he said, rather than judge him by his fruit. And we're going to treat it lightly. And we're going to stand back and act like it's someone else's problem to deal with, rather than our own, on an individual basis. You know what's funny about that? It's coming to my aid right now. It's funny that when a president, a new president comes in, isn't it funny how if they're a Democrat, which is unconstitutional, or a Republican, which is unconstitutional, isn't it interesting that when the Republicans are in power, as they say, isn't it interesting how people act like they can go ahead and run their administration outside of the law in the fashion that they so choose? Isn't it interesting when a Democratic president wins? Isn't it interesting? Oh, now we're done. There's nothing we can do about this. It's all over with now. Wait a second. The party, two-party system that you've accepted, which is unconstitutional, both parties are ruled by law. They're not a law unto themselves. They can't rule the roost the way that they want to rule the roost. We're on a fixed law here. An empire of laws, not the opinions of men. And I'll tell you what, to be quite frank about it, I'm sick and tired of those that should know better that talk in such a fashion. Well, you know, this president over here, he's going to do this now as were, the, you know, if that the Democrats would have won, they wouldn't have done that. Wait a second. Both sides are ruled by law. If the people are willing to be the strength of the Constitution and enforce it, you're going to get the same results no matter who they are. Even the devil himself, if you're willing to hold him down with the chains of the Constitution. And if you got the backbone enough, America, to actually stand up and throw those off that pervert the Constitution, therein lies the problem. Everybody's too busy with circus and bread, being entertained out of their very freedoms, to really care less. They're just trying to make it through life, consoling themselves and being deceived by the hireling from the pulpit that said no matter what, they're going to heaven because they said the prayer. When nothing could be further from the truth. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 34:18, Psalm 51:17, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. That's how it works, friends. It doesn't work according to what a man said because he wanted to pick and choose, cherry pick what the Word of God says. Okay. Read the whole. Hey, friends, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. You want that abundant life? Then deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow the Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. But again, let me go back to this, talking about the earmarks of liars. How many today in the church, how many today in politics, friends, would have had their ears slit off long ago? And the fact of the matter is the American people know those that have their ears slit, regardless if you can physically see it or not, because they can't be trusted. Yet the American people, 325.7 million of them, just roll back and let them do what they want to do concerning the destruction of their country. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Facebook is BradleyDean, on Facebook, BradleyDean. And Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, BradleyDean. Check them out. Several hundred videos there for you. Again, final segment coming up concerning the first hour. We got hour two coming out right after that, obviously. With that said, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I'm high-fiving. I must have gotten I can't tell you how many shares on this. And it's a guy that's addressing firearms to the Rhode Island House of Representatives. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. I want you to listen carefully because he is countering those politicians, those criminals that are transgressing the very laws that they promised to uphold, they swore to uphold. Friends, you do need to understand, and you do realize red flag laws and what's going on in this country right now. Your politicians are trying to punish law-abiding citizens, not the criminals. Okay? And as they sit there and attempt to unconstitutionally legislate away your God-given rights, your rights are not given away, friends. They're forfeited. If you want them, you have to fight for them. Just like this guy. This is a House Committee Judiciary, Room 101, Rhode Island State House. I'm high-fiving all of those that sent the video over. Here you have it. 107 affiliates across the United States of America are listening now.
Good evening, representatives, and thank you again for your time today. Good morning, right? The United States of America, above all else, is a constitutional republic. Yes, we have a democracy in which we get to vote for our elected officials.
Democratically.
Our elected officials, you, above all else, are limited in your power and in the legislation that you pass by the Constitution of the United States, a document on which you raise your right hand to God and swore an oath to, a document whose premise is regularly under attack. Unfortunately, it's being attacked by the very people who are sworn to abide by it, our government. And it's our own fault that the Constitution is under duress. We, the American people, who are supposed to have control of our government, have been asleep at the wheel and all too trusting, while you, our legislators, senators, representatives, and politicians of all parties and backgrounds, have run amok, unabashedly using your power and influence to limit the freedoms and liberties of the individual. Americans love to proclaim that we are a free people, yet have lost sight of what it means to be free, and in saying so, are lying to ourselves. Yes, we are fortunate enough to have freedoms that others in the world do not, but we are no longer free as our founders had intended us to be. Yet those very founders had foreseen how even in America, a runaway government could become problematic, and they added a constitution to the an amendment to the Constitution, a failsafe, so to speak, that would protect us against the rampant abuse of power by our government, an inalienable constitutional right to keep and bear arms. The founders saw this as so important and necessary, it was the Second Amendment to our Constitution, directly following the right to free speech, which I'm fortunate enough to benefit from here today. The founders of this great land knew, having just won a war for their freedom against an unjust power, that given enough time, all governments have a propensity to become too powerful, and as a direct result, the freedom of its constituents falters. This was their reasoning behind their inclusion of the right to keep and bear arms within the Constitution. They even went so far as to include, even though it's already implied, the phrase, shall not be infringed. This does not mean that you, regardless of how many people call on you to do so, can limit the type or capacity of the firearms that we, as free Americans, can own. Don't forget that at the time of this country's founding, Americans had access, legally, to the same type of weaponry that the military had. And that was the point. It was for our protection against the state. That's how we can keep them in check. I think if we look at the tremendous amount of overreach practiced today by the United States government, it's pretty apparent why those at the very top want to take away this means of protection that our forefathers entrusted to us. They realize that we Americans who hold our liberties dear are fed up. We are tired of being overregulated. We're tired of being taxed until we're near penniless. We're tired of our money going to a Federal Reserve to pay an unsustainable debt that we have to international banksters who couldn't care less about America. We're tired of having to ask for government's permission and licensure to do things that are within our God-given rights as free people to do. We're tired of seeing state-run programs being ran inefficiently, ineffectively, and wastefully. We're tired of news outlets, Hollywood, social media, and the education system being used as propaganda to indoctrinate the populace and advance the state's agenda.
That's right.
We're tired of being lied to. We're tired of going to war under false pretenses. To summarize, we're tired of our uncontrollable government. While we feel our voices have fallen on deaf ears to our politicians, make no mistake that amongst the citizenry, there is a quiet storm brewing. We are approaching a tipping point, and you'd be remiss to think that those at the top of the power structure aren't shaken by this. It doesn't take much critical thought to surmise why they're trying so hard to pass legislation against privately owned munitions. And to those who support this legislation, it's my understanding that you believe by being here you're advocating against violence. On the contrary, you are advocating for violence. If the state decides to make 10-round magazines and assault weapons, which, by the way, is an incredibly vague, ambiguous term that I don't think anybody could really define, if you decide to make them illegal, are you advocating that the state use violence or threats of violence to disarm innocent Americans?
That's right.
Because it certainly sounds like it. You can't sincerely believe that we're just going to forfeit our right to self-defense, knowing the purpose of this right and understanding the unlawfulness of civil asset forfeiture, notwithstanding the money people have spent on their guns. What happens when we defy these laws? Are you advocating that men with guns come to take away our guns? Because it sure sounds like it. Also, it needs to be said that I'm sure some of those on the other side have used the words Trump and Hitler in the same sentence, yet advocate that the state, with someone who they refer to as a fascist dictator at the forefront, be the only entity allowed to have guns. You see where I'm going with this? These people are hypocrites, and they should think for themselves instead of thinking what they're told to think. And before you quip that I'm here on behalf of the NRA or that I have some sort of ulterior motive, I am not, and I do not. I am not an NRA member. In fact, I believe that the NRA is far too willing to compromise on some gun laws.
That's right.
They know they will take on more donors and make more money there is conflict. So the more they compromise, the more gun laws get introduced, and the more money they make.
That's right.
No, before anybody says so, I'm not NRA, and I'm also not what you might call a gun nut. I own but a pistol for personal protection and a rifle, which I've literally just acquired as a direct result of this law being written. I'm not a sportsman, and I'm not a collector. I'm just someone with an understanding of history who, by virtue, does not trust his government. And I know what some of you may be thinking, that I'm some sort of extremist. My delivery is very abrasive. Some of you aren't thinking at all because you tuned me out at the start once you heard my position, and that's fine. If these generalizations apply to you, I ask you to please familiarize yourself with the history of America and the Constitution as it was written. Ladies and gentlemen, America was conceived out of defiance, and we not only have a constitutional right as free Americans, but also an inalienable right as human beings to defy any and all laws that are unjust. Lest we not forget that a mere 3% of colonists sparked the American Revolution. There are millions of libertarians paying attention to what is being discussed today. Representatives, it is a sure bet that if the government you represent continues on this path of tyranny, we will not comply.
That's right.
I ask you to please remember Amen. The basis on which this country came to be before you decide to pass any more overreaching legislation, especially in regards to firearms. For those who forget history are doomed to repeat it.
That's exactly right. That's right. That's exactly right. Did you hear what he said? That's the voice of our forefathers in so many different ways. I want you to take some time, friends, to go to Sons of Liberty Media. And I want you to see this brand new article by Tim Brown. And it's absolutely amazing. It's about the red flag laws. And you need to understand, America, what's going on today under Donald Trump would never in a million years be happening under that of Barack Hussein Obama. There would have been a revolt nationwide. These attacks are happening under this administration. This is what people need to pay attention to. Tim Brown's wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, your Second Amendment rights are under attack while you're looking at the border. He said, it's amazing to me that when you report the truth about the Trump administration attacking your rights to keep and bear arms, which are supposed to be protected under the Second Amendment, some conservatives and Christians attack you as not supporting the president. He said, well, I've never supported a president when I believe he's acting tyrannical and unlawfully, no matter the jersey that he wears. The same has been true with Donald Trump. Well, he has America's eyes fixed on the southern border and the building of the wall. Forget the idea that the wall is built on private property that does not belong to the federal government per the Constitution. Borders simply limit jurisdiction of justice. His administration has attacked the Second Amendment by illegally banning bump stocks. And again, if this would have been Barack Hussein Obama doing what you're allowing Donald Trump to do, there would have been revolt in the streets the very first day, friends. Wake up so you don't find yourself disarmed, America. Wake up. My message is, wake up, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2 and Acts 20, verse 21. Second hour coming up. Be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.